Gittin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel 7:3. And now the Mishnah turns its focus to a new topic, which is the possibility of a get only kicking into effect at a different time than the time that the get is given. So that means the get is given on some kind of contingency. Okay, so the first Mishnahs here are fascinating. They talk about essentially giving a contingent get that is effective perhaps now to kick in later on. Now, the basic principle that you need to understand for this Mishnah is you cannot give a get after death. That's not a possibility. It's really not a possibility for two separate reasons. The most basic fundamental reason is that the moment of death dissolves the marriage, and therefore there's no way at that point, even simultaneously with that point, to deliver a get because it's too late. The need for a get, the possibility of a get, has been obviated by the fact that the marriage is no longer a marriage. So no giving a get from the moment of death and onwards. A second reason, which is sort of secondary, but in other contexts it could become primary, is once the person's dead, there's no way to now give a charge to do anything. He's now dead. He can't. No further instructions of his can be carried out in terms of, you know, on behalf of him. So he's no longer an agent. I should say he's no longer a principal for whom there can be agency. So he can't do anything anymore. So once, there's no such thing as asking for the execution of a get, even if hypothetically a marriage didn't end till a month after the death, whatever that would mean, still once he's dead, he can't have a get delivered because it's too late. He's dead. No one can act on his behalf once he's dead either. Okay, so here the Mishnah says inside, Ze gitech im masi. A person gives a get to his wife and he says, if I die, you know, he's going off to war or he's whatever in the hospital, doesn't make a difference. It says, if I die, so then this is your get. So that would imply that the get is effective, not as I'm giving it to you now, but when the contingency is met, meaning upon the moment of my death. But as I just said, that's too late. So that won't be effective. Or similarly, if a person says, ze gitech im masi mecholi ze. If I die from this disease from which I'm currently ailing. So he's sitting there in the hospital and he's not sure he's going to make it. So he gives the get and says, you know, if I die, then this is your get. So again, for the exact same reason, it will not be effective. The get can't kick in once he's dead. The thought here maybe is that, you know, there's an additional leniency. Sometimes when there's a shchiv mera, a person on his deathbed, they were more lenient in certain ways to try to make his declarations effective, but it simply can't be effective if their mandate is for it to kick in after his death or even contemporaneously, you know, simultaneously with his death. Zegitech la'achar misa. If a person says this is your get after I die, then for sure lo amar klum. In that third case as well, lo amar klum. What he said is totally legally inconsequential, like the first two cases, meaning that the get never kicked in, and the woman is now left as an almana, not as a grusha. She's a widow, not a divorcee. This third case where he says explicitly la'achar misa, after I die, seems to be so obvious, since the first case was im masi, with, you know, simultaneous with my death. So Tosos can't even accept it's a third case. Tosos understands that this, what we're calling this third case, this zegitech la'achar misa lo amar klum, is an explanation of why saying the first case, this is your get if I die, is not effective. And what Tosos understands, but a person who says zegitech im masi, this is your get if I die, is tantamount, legally the equivalent thing to saying, this is your get after I'm dead, which is lo amar klum, it's not significant, it's not legally consequential. Okay, that's part number one, and straightforward enough. Part number two of the Mishnah, mehayom im masi. What if a person says, this is your get from today, if I die in the future? So now we have a get that's kicking in now, and that will be effective. And similarly, if a person says me'achshav im masi, if instead of saying from today, he says from now, if I die, so then harei ze get, this is an effective get. If the person does die, so then his wife will have been divorced, and the divorce will have kicked in from the moment he gave it. We'll discuss more about the ramifications of that later on, and what to do with those the days between when he gave the get and when he dies, but not for this moment. In contrast, the Mishnah says, if a person says the ambiguous declaration, he says, this is your get, mehayom ula'achar misa, from today and after I die. So now there's two ways to interpret that. Maybe he meant that it's a condition, that if I die, it should be from now, in which case would be good. Or maybe he's like sort of changing his mind. He's saying, Mehayom, no, actually, lachar misa, not from today, but actually from when I die. Since it's ambiguous and we don't know what he means, we can't determine it. Therefore, get ve'eno get. It's a suffix. She's sort of divorced and sort of not divorced. In other words, we don't know what to do with it, and therefore we're stuck. So then, what would be the nafka mina? So obviously, if he lives, he can rescind it, and therefore he can resolve the suffix. If he dies, so now we don't know if he died and she is left as a grusha or an almana. So of course, we can be strict and not let her marry a kohen because maybe she's a grusha. But what about the Yibum situation? So Yibum is a little more complicated. Yibum, so that's the mitzvah of the brother to the living brother to marry his deceased brother's wife if the deceased brother has no children at the time of his death. So that's a mitzvah if she is left as an almana, a widow. But it's an isser d'oraisa if she was a divorcee. You can't marry your late brother's wife or your ex-brother's wife unless it's the situation of Yibum. So that being the case, we're sort of stuck. And she is stuck because if she needs to have Yibum done, so then she can't marry somebody else until she does the Yibum. And if she doesn't need Yibum done, so then she can't do Yibum with the brother. So she's stuck. So therefore the Mishnah says, well, you won't do Yibum because that's potentially an Isra D'oraisa, but you could do Chalitza. Chalitza would then resolve the possible Zika, the bond that might exist, Misafik, at least it exists, between her and her brother-in-law, without doing any Isser in the event that there is no bond. So therefore, the Mishnah says, Choletzes v'lo misya bemes. They'll do Chalitza, but they may not do Yibum. Okay, that's also pretty straightforward, I think. Now, the next case is a little more, the person is sitting on his deathbed, okay? And he says, Ze gitech, this will be your get, mehayom, from today, it's effective as of today, imasi mecholei ze, if I die from this disease from which I'm now suffering. So now, what happens if he says that was in the hospital, and then they discharge him? Va'amad v'halach bashuk, so he leaves and he goes to the, goes shopping on the way home, back to his house from the hospital. V'chala v'mace, and then clutches his chest in the middle of the shuk, and drops down dead. So now, how do we interpret that? Does that mean that the get was effective or not? So the Mishnah says, listen, om dinoso, you have to get the doctors in to make a professional assessment of the situation. Imach mas choli harishon mace, if actually what killed them was the original disease from which he was suffering and the hospital made a mistake by discharging him. So then, hareza get. Then, of course, his condition was, if I die from this disease, then your divorce from today is effective, and she would have been divorced from that day. However, v'im lav, if the doctors determine this is a separate thing that causes death, not his original sickness, then eno get. Then even though he did die, but since it was contingent on dying from that disease and he died from a different disease or a different cause, so therefore eno get, and she is left as a widow and not a divorcee.